It's time to hear from the Green Party.
Kia ora and good morning, Steve Abel from the Green Party. Are you there, mate?
Kia ora, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. Now, you have been down in Wellington for the hikoi. Talk us through it, mate.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal. I've been part of a lot of sort of protests over so many years and part of organising various ones, including the big one up Queen Street in 2010. We had 40,000 people against mining on conservation land, but I've never seen anything this big, and certainly the biggest mobilisation of people on a single day in my lifetime, I would say, in anywhere in New Zealand.
I saw some time lapse footage taken from obviously a building looking down into Wellington, and it was a big crowd that marched toward Parliament.
Yeah, it was absolutely stunning. And I guess part of the other thing to account for is it's been over the course of 8 days, you know, so like the total mobilisation through the whole country, including all the tens of thousands who went across the Harbour Bridge in Auckland. I think you could well be in the realm of 70 to 100,000 people, and that I don't think would be a...
The police called 42,000, but... So hard to say with, you know, like, such a large crowd, isn't it?
It is really hard to say. And police, I know from experience, infamously underestimate these things.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think yesterday it was 70,000 and possibly 100,000 of mine.
Yes.
Certainly throughout the whole country over the course of the whole mobilisation, it would be that sort of realm.
With such an extraordinary demonstration of Māori unity and activism, what's your reaction to the sheer scale of the protest, and how do you think it will impact political discourse around the Treaty Principles Bill?
So I'm just jumping into a cab. I mean, I think the thing that's most powerful for me is it was all the tangata tiriti showing up as well. You know, it's this massive expression of Māori. Tēnā rangatiratanga, but also this era of unity where a whole lot of non-Māori New Zealanders are also saying we want to see the honouring of this family agreement. We don't want this divisive kind of agenda, not just of the Treaty Principles Bill, but of a number of policies of this government. 7AA, the Oranga Tamariki legislation that they removed, the cause. Cancelling the Māori Health Authority, even the smoke-free legislation, and removing Te Tiriti Waitangi from a bunch of pieces of legislation, and the Marine and Coastal Environment Act, which is a rerun of the foreshore and seabed, which in fact sparked the last big hikoi to Parliament in 2004. That all that stuff has happened, as well as treaty principles. So it's not just that one nasty David Seymour bill, all these other things that National is backing as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously David Seymour's Treaty Principles Bill has been widely criticised for its divisive nature. Do you think the bill undermines the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi?
I mean, in sort of really simple terms, what it does is it says, here's a contractual agreement, here's an agreement between two sovereign nations, essentially the British Crown and the representatives of the diverse Māori nations at the time, 1840. It's a contract between two sovereign parties, essentially. And Seymour's saying, well, we can change that contract without even having a conversation with the other party to the contract.
Mm.
And the way he wants to change it fundamentally is to say, tēnā rangatiratanga, highest chieftainship or utmost chieftainship, which is what gets translated as sovereignty or self-determination into English, now does not belong to Māori. It is something that is applied to everybody, which makes mockery of the idea of it being a contract between two sovereign nations. And the sort of lie that he purports is that somehow that gives us equality. In effect, removing rights from Indigenous people is not how you make us all more equal. We have equality enshrined in our Bill of Rights, and we have a Human Rights Act. So equality is not in question. We have that, and rightly so. But the right of Māori to self-determination is guaranteed and agreed to by consent in Te Tiriti Waitangi. And really, Te Tiriti was actually the consent of the rangatira for the British to settle. And we had the same evils of colonisation here, the atrocities and the land thefts and the confiscations that Aupatu, most of which happened actually after the treaty was signed. Mm. But if we have a legitimate pathway to our presence here, those of us who are descended from the British, or those of us who are totally descended from, you know, everyone else who came since, it's through Te Tiriti o Waitangi, because it is a profoundly unique way to found a nation by agreement and consent of the indigenous people. Other nations are founded through just direct force and colonization only. You know, we did have that, as I want to say, here also, but as a founding, as a profound imaginary base on which to build a country, Te Tiriti is that. And honestly, it's something that we should be super proud of, and we should defend, and we should honour, and we should stand for as a country united, because it is for the good of all New Zealanders. And in fact, it is our licence as non-Māori to be here, our legitimate right to be here through Te Tiriti. But otherwise, our right is through the spoils of war, which is not the basis on which I want my citizenship to exist.
Mm. The Prime Minister and other government figures have downplayed the significance of the hīkoi. How important is it for these people in their positions, politicians, to engage directly with protests like this, especially when they address the issues of Indigenous rights and treaty obligations?
Yeah, I find it's really hard to get people to take to the streets, you know. There's a figure in my head that someone said some years ago, which is that for every person who does turn up to your protest march, there's probably 10 to 100 people who agree but weren't able to turn up. Yeah. So, I would like to see David Seymour mobilise that many tens of thousands of people in support of his treaty principles bill to actually come and stand on the street, because it is quite a different achievement. And so the sort of talking down the numbers is really scurrilous and disingenuous. Mm. The fact is it's an exceptional mobilisation of a large number of people across diverse communities, but clearly a huge Māori mobilisation. And what does it do us any good as a nation to, you know, essentially attack that founding relationship on which a nation is bound, which is that relationship with iwi Māori? We need to be in a true commitment to maturation as a nation. We need to be listening to what Māori are saying. And they're saying, we want the ability to determine our own destiny. And who, with any genuine commitment to principles of freedom, principles of autonomy, could disagree with that? I mean, that's what it comes down to for me. Most of what gets in the way of Māori self-determination is, in fact, the kāwanatanga system, the Westminster government structure that is constantly being a barrier to Māori expressing their tino rangatiratanga. It's for us to get out of the way a lot of the time and say, yeah, why can that not be fulfilled? In fact, it is our obligation to fulfil that commitment made in Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Nārewa Packer has suggested that the protests could mark the end of the current government coalition, or, you know, the end of their current coalition government's term. Do you agree with this assessment, and how do you think the Green Party could leverage this growing activism to promote a more inclusive and just government?
Yeah, no, it's a great point, because the reflection I had last night was, if there was to be one day that you could mark as the date where this government sort of sealed its certainty as a one-term government, it was the 19th of November. It was yesterday. Because, you know, that level of public outcry against the approach of this government is, you know, really exceptional. And I believe that if anything is going to be the sort of downfall of the Luxon government, it will be this failure of upholding Te Tiriti and this sort of anti-Māori legislative approach. I'm just trying to get out of it.
On the move, eh?
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm just trying to get out of a Tesla, which thank you very much, mate. It's funny how they're meant to be this great car, but they actually make it really
hard to get in and out of.
A complex beast.
I haven't actually been in one, yeah. Okay.
They're funny, yeah. It was happened to be a Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, sorry, I was a bit distracted, but I was just saying, I think this is a one-term government in the making, and I don't say that lightly, because tradition is that governments tend to do two terms, but I think this one has uniquely created a fracture in that such important relationship with Māori. And you look at the former National Party prime ministers who've come out and said, what are you doing?
Yes.
You know, like Jenny Shipley most recently, I don't think her particular comment was that useful. In terms of talking about civil war, because I just think that feeds into sort of settler anxiety that somehow there's a threat of violence here, which is certainly not the case. But you know, John Key coming out and saying you'll have decoys from hell, and that's exactly what we, you know, that was his words for it, you know, but that's exactly what you've got, and it's not good at a values level, at a sort of a moral level. But it's also not good politics.
Yes.
And I think, to be honest, that Luxon must rue the day that he agreed to that ridiculous vote for this thing on the first reading.
Yeah.
But I just want to go back to the point earlier that, you know, this is not the only anti-Māori, anti-treaty.
Hang on, Steve, you just sort of dipped right out there.
Oh, yeah, I'm in windy Wellington. I just want to go back and reiterate, this is not the only anti-Māori, anti-treaty law that this government is advancing. There's a bunch of...
Hang on. We totally lost you. Do you have is there a bit of shelter around?
Is this any better?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I'm just on my way to the Finance and Expenditure Select Committee for the banking inquiry.
Yes. Okay, a parting remark, Steve.
Yeah, just that I think we are at a time where there is a really powerful movement for treaty justice, and it's a super exciting time. One thing that Seymour has done is he has galvanised Māori, and he's galvanised those of us who support that call for Tēnā Ranga Te Ratanga. It's a centuries-old struggle, but it's one that has a new energy now, and we need to get behind that energy so that we can have a truly just Aotearoa New Zealand.
Awesome. Hey, Steve Abel from the Green Party, thank you for taking the time to speak to us this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you in a couple of weeks. Cheers, mate.
Thanks so much, mate.
Bye.
That was the Green Party. The Wire.